Whatever, no, boys, say lessons from the late Parshas Devarim. Appreciate the. Can you hear me in the back? You can hear me? Good, okay. This week, of course, today is Rosh Chodesh Av, Mishenechnas Av Ma'atim Besimcha. So we have our ways of Avelos, as we spoke about this morning with the wonderful teens. So we spoke about that there is a level of Avelos on this day. For the next 9, really 10 days, we spoke about the manifestation of that. Today, I want to speak about, as we enter that, the parsha, of course, is Devarim. We spend a lot of time, as we should, and as I spoke to the boys about, concentrating on the specific sin of Sinas Chinam. And I want to concentrate on that, but I think in a little different way than has been done in the past. So we know that this week's parsha is Parshas Devarim. It's called Shabbos Chazon because of Chazon Yishayahu, and of course the famous reference to Eicha, which is written 3 times. And I think previously I've given Shtikl Torah on Eicha, so I don't want to do that this time. But what I do want to do is I want to focus on another, I think, obvious connection. And when I say obvious connection, it's a connection made in Rav Ganak Sefer. He quotes in the name of the Rav, a beautiful idea. And that is that one of the incidents that's reiterated in Devarim, which of course sets the tone for the 9th of Av, is of course the sin of the spies, the Chet HaMeraglim, which amazingly we are punished for until this point. So there are many different Divrei Torah we could share about what exactly was the yesod of that. But one idea is a senseless hatred was created through the sin of the spies. If we think about exactly what happened, besides, of course, the 10 against 2, the concept of the Yehoshua and Kalev, and people having to pick who to go for, 10 against the 2, and maybe the spies within themselves fighting, there was the lack of emuna by Klal Yisrael when they came back, and it wasn't as much about speaking the Lashon Hara of the land, which is, of course, what we know, and I believe today there is a very important distinguished point to be made about how we have to treat Eretz Yisrael. And a lot of times, myself, and I hate to say others, but are guilty of the sin of the spies again, speaking negatively about Eretz Yisrael. And even through, as we dedicate our lessons from the Lev, Lazecha Nishmas, the 3 Kedoshim, who died al Kiddush Hashem, who were buried just yesterday, so we focus on the Kedush of the land. And a lot of people like to make a lot of comments, especially when you're not living in Eretz Yisrael, and say, well, it's good metal detectors, there shouldn't be. This one's not acting right, this one only cares about it. It's Eretz Yisrael, let us be very, very careful. But in the sin of the spies itself, they had a lack of emuna in the fact that they didn't believe in Hashem, and they were told this information. The Bechia was the Bechia of Doros because they cried, and it was a senseless hatred, not just for Eretz Yisrael, but towards other people. And I think that that was a yesod in Emunah. And it seems to be, Midrashim relate, that they fought with each other. They started fighting with each other about, why should we go to Eretz Yisrael? What's the point? That's amazing. One pasuk that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in this week's parasha is right in the beginning of the parasha. In the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk reads that Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to the voice of Hashem, and they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem didn't listen to us. V'ta'anu v'tamru elai. They cried out, Chatanu l'Hashem, Anachnu l'alev, Nechamu b'kachol asher tziva Hashem. They cried out to Hashem, and Hashem didn't listen. Hashem told us not to go. But Hashem didn't ve'adaber alchem below shamatim etamur. They didn't listen al pi Hashem. Right, and this goes through, of course, the whole series of psukim of what exactly happened. For this is again not for tonight's discourse, but why did Hashem let them go when He told them not to go? And then, of course, here's the difficult pasuk memhei, batishuvu batifchu lifnei Hashem, and they sat and they cried in front of Hashem. V'lo shama Hashem b'kol leichem. V'lo he'ezin aleichem. Perhaps to me, and this should stand out, and when we read this week, right when and after the whole incident, they realized they were wrong. They cried before you, Hashem, but Hashem didn't listen to your voice. And he did not give an ozen, an ear, that would be listened. So this is, to me, again, as I said, is very, very difficult, because it points out a very difficult topic, which we spoke about last week, which is the concept of Hashem not listening to our tefillos, which we sometimes don't really understand. So we'll explain in a moment what exactly this could mean, that Hashem didn't listen to our tefillos. The Rav Soloveitchik, draws a distinction between this pasuk and something we will also read in Eicha. And he says that the pasuk says in Eicha, let's find it, I believe. We can find it very easily in Eicha. Thank you for the Eicha. The pasuk says in Eicha, the pasuk says in Perek Gimel, this is the perek that has all the psukim are go according to the alphabet. So in Perek Gimel, in pasuk Ches, it says, again, to me, I apologize, just it really is out there, that the Ribbono Shel Olam set forth Gam ki ezak v'asu shitam tefilati. That Hashem ki gam ezak v'esava shisam tefilati. That what did Hashem do? Though I would cry out and plead, He shut out my prayers. Hashem shut out my prayers. This is such a difficult narrative. Says of Soloveitchik, this is exactly what happened. It was the actual sin of the Meraglim and our lack of Amun and Hashem that caused a blockage of our relationship with Hashem. So difficult to understand, so difficult to fathom, that such a difficulty, such a blockage was created. Meaning you cried out and Hashem won't listen to the tefillos. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, says that Rabbi Elazar says, from the day that the Ribbono Shel Olam destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he set a gate where the prayers would be not listened to, would be shut. We know that there's an inyan of Shardimois, there's the tears that overflow. So the Torah to me tries to explain this pasuk in Eicha, and he says, what does it mean? He says it's talking about not, it can't be stam tefilos that somebody has that's so sincere, it must be insincere tefilos. Then he goes on to say, based on the Medrash, he says, wait a minute. He says, but don't we know that there is a zchus in tefilah berabim? So he says, yeah, that's also true. So this is just for a moment, I don't want to get too much off topic. But there is actually a possibility where a person will have insincere prayers in a minyan, and because he's in the minyan, and his prayers insincere will still be makabel because of the fact that he's part of a tzibur. And if you think about this, what does a tzibur symbolize? A care for every individual. It's not just about me. When a person is talking during tefillah, it's not just, sometimes, you know, you see this happen every so often, where somebody will talk during davening, and somebody will shush them. Sometimes they'll do a little bit more. They'll turn around, shh, please. And what will the person answer? What is it to you? Be quiet. You turn around, be quiet. What do you care? And the answer is, because you're showing a lack of, ready for this? You're showing a lack of at v'haftarecha kamocha. This is sin eschinam. Because you're showing that I don't care about what the whole purpose of a minyan is. The Torah to me is basically saying, the way I understand it, that if you're down b'yechidus, this is talking about insincere prayers, says Eicha, says Devarim. You're talking about when a person, Hashem doesn't listen to this, it's a joke in front of him. Are you really sincere? If anything is more important in this week, when we daven to Hashem, so we have all of Yerushalayim Yerucha Barachim Toshuv. At Semach David Abdecham Heiretz Hatzmiach. Do we really believe at all what we're saying? And I'll be honest with you, it goes back way before that. Right? At Semach David of the Chum and Tzmiach is very nice talking about Mashiach Mamish. And Yerushalayim, Mashiach Mamish actually has three Bachashas in Yerushalayim Yerucha. But then before that, Shashav Teluko Rishona, Vesenik Fatchila, getting Rigla V'Yamal Shinim, having the Pleita Sofreim brought back to their glory. Do you believe it? Said the Torah to Mima, even if you don't believe it. So what's the vort? Why in a minion is it better? Because a minion, the whole concept of a minion is V'Hatla Recha Kamocha. So maybe a nice concept to tell our campers. You don't care about tefillah, care about the other person. Let me ask you a question. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, but why is it, I hope I'm right about this, that when it comes to saying a perek of Tehillim, right, and you say to everyone, guys, listen, I know, you know, sometimes we talk, but really now, this is for my grandfather. Everybody's quiet. Why? That? But that's all tefillah, right? There's a guy sitting in the corner and he's davening for his grandmother, or he's davening for his own sanity, or he's davening for the fact that Hashem should grant him parnasa. You don't know about all this. And it's all coming together in a funnel in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam and being accepted because of the Shas, because of... That's not just sincere tefillah, it's achdus. The Rav says... And this is, by the way, what the Medrash Lech Achtov says, that there was an iron barrier created in front of Hashem on Echa. So the Rav says this pattern, this pasuk here in our parsha, and the pasuk in Echa, patterns the actual tefillah system we have on Tisha B'Av, which is very unique. Right? What do we do? To me, this is a... Here it wouldn't work so well. But when you go into shul, I always remember, even as a child, when you walk into the shul or you're in a camp and they take down the parochas, I don't know, that always meant something very, very raw to me. Taking the parochas, the shechina of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the shechina of Hashem, you take the parochas down, you remove the covering of where the Torah sit. Whoa, what are you doing? You dim the lights a bit. And of course, the most stark reality is that we don't say Tiskabel Slosser. Rav Soloveitchik says, that's these Pesukim. This is not a day of Hashem accepting our tefillos. We daven, it's true. It's true. We have to daven. But it's a day where the barrier is even more in front of us than ever. And it ends at Mincha, as we know. We start to say Tiskabel. In fact, I believe the minog is that we say Tiskabel before we say Eicha. It's hard not to say Tiskabel. It's a great shtickel Torah, not for now. Also, there's this pattern after what we do in Avelis. There are those that say, no, it's a toast. Avelis is not a time where Tiskabel, there's different shitas and different base ova. But Cesar of Soloveitchik, yeah, that's true. In fact, he goes even further saying that this is the one fasting that we have that's so a dimion, it's such an example to what? To the times of Yom Kippur, because it starts at night, and we have a Chamesh Enuyim, that there should be a Ne'ilah. How come there's no Ne'ilah, says the Rav? Exactly for this reason. It's not a time for tefillah. Now we can continue further. Rav Soloveitchik says that we're confronted with a wall of separation between Hashem and His people. The wall was created with the incident of the Chet HaMeraglim, with the Sin of the Spies. And it hasn't been repaired since then. So now we could bring it to a great and an important idea. I've been quoting recently a lot Rabbi Joshua Hoffman. Rabbi Hoffman was a wonderful individual who passed away just a few months ago. Who wrote this net vort, which is so beautiful, just to anybody that wants to search it. It's on, I think, it's called Net Vort. You could find it. I think Real Brisk has it on their server. And there Rabbi Hoffman writes, if we think really what the yisod, what was so bad about the chet ha-meraglim, he says, was the lashon hara on the land, but that created something more important and more devastating, and that was a lack of unity, which we referred to in the beginning. It wasn't just it was a lack of unity. They were all screaming. Nobody believed in each other. They were screaming at each other. And that lack of achdus, oh, you can't do anything about that. So we know Sinas Chinam, the Gemara in Yuma, Baptez, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's a few years ago now, but it was a summer I was in Eretz Yisrael. I had been in Baruch Hashem, we're going to be celebrating almost 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, our 10th year is starting in just a few weeks. So for 8 of those 10 years we spent in Eretz Yisrael. And 2 years ago, I believe it was that devastating blow of the three boys who were kidnapped and murdered. And at the Levaya, so there were three separate Levayas and then one in Modi'in. So at the one at the Frankel home, so Yair Lapid spoke. Not going to lie, not a big fan. But he said something so fundamental that later on it was quoted by the chief rabbi of Israel, not knowing that it had already been said an hour before by none other than Yair Lapid. And he said that the Arizal says that before we start davening, we should say, Hinei muchan umezumen lekayim mitzvos v'yahafta l'recha kamocha. Rabbi said, this was our whole shir. I didn't get to post it on Y Torah yet. Soon. The whole shir on V'hafta Recha Kamocha, the whole shir on Friday, was all the different shitas, how we bring V'hafta Recha Kamocha to the forefront of our lives. And the great stories of Rav Kook that we shared, who was all about V'hafta Recha Kamocha, opening up the hearts of every Jew. And there said Yair Lapid, that's what happened in those 18 days. I have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, I can't explain it to you because it sounds a little crazy. I felt this tremendous feeling, as Mrs. Frankel said every morning she woke up for those 18 days, this hug of Klal Yisrael. It was just, it was not business as usual. Literally, you went shopping and everybody was talking about it. Did anybody hear anything? Did anybody know anything? And think about it, Rabbi Yisai. It was like a child. Just relate the story because I remember it so well. I'll never forget it for the rest of my life of when I found out. So unfortunately, I was going to shul and there were reports already that had been released that at 8 p.m. they were going to give a very important report, which we kind of all knew what probably was going to happen. And I went to Davin Mincha, and between Mincha Mayer, we've been saying Tehillim. So we were about to say Perek Tehillim, and somebody there says, we could say Tehillim, but not for the boys. So what do you mean? And he was a special officer in the army who had just left the scene and knew what had happened. I didn't believe it, though. I went home, still another 15 minutes. I told my wife, huh? So how am I going to react? I kind of know already, right? And I remember exactly, because I had been spending a lot of time watching the news those 18 days. And the woman got on and she announced it. And I started bawling, Rahman, to the point I woke up, my little kids woke up, they didn't know what was going on, my wife's like, enough, I couldn't control myself, like a child. Yeah, he was right. Do we believe, again, we'll go back to the Torah to me, so yeah, you say it, but do you mean it every day? Rabbi Hoffman quotes that somebody asked Rabbi Grossman, the famous Rabbi Grossman from Migdal, what? Quoted saying that somebody said to him, what is this vort from the Arizal to say V'hafta Recha Kamocha? What about Avos Hashem? Why don't we start with Avos Hashem? Rabbi Grossman said, that's the Yesod. Avos Hashem is only through what? Is through V'hafta Recha Kamocha. That is true Avos Hashem. We shared this a bit on Friday, we said. That's Avos Hashem. That's how he manifested. So basically we see and saw that when we talk about this, excuse me for putting it on this level, but this term of the week is Sinas Chinam. What does it mean? So we could focus on tefillah. How do we change this concept of the gates of prayer being closed, this no to skabel, this pasuk, this mamish pasuk in your face, that I've closed the tefillah, I didn't listen to you. I didn't listen to your tefillahs. But if it's sincere, then it's be'achtus. If it's in a minyan, it's be'achtus. That's what we have to focus on during these next 9-10 days. We have to focus on the fact that we have to be ba'achdos, that we have to be in everything that we do in unity and believe in the mimer of the Arizal. We don't just start our tefillos v'hatorecha, we act v'hatorecha. I end with something that I've heard many, many times over again. I've said it many times. I heard it from Racheli Frankel Mamish 4 times already. A few years ago, it was at an NCSY event. She spoke. And she told the story about when she went to the Kotel with hundreds of thousands of people there. And she told the story of leaving and how there was a bunch of young boys who were just in this euphoric state. If you were there, just... it was this tefillah that was just... wow. And she said, I don't know why I had to do this. I went to them and I said, you know, Hashem always answers our tefillos. Just sometimes the answer is no. The famous line from before, from Waxman, Nebuchadnezzar Waxman, said by one of his, I think, Rabbeim, his father, I think maybe said it even. Tefillos are never not answered, but if they're sincere, they're answered. Where they're put is the question. As we know already, for now, we know that we know now that they had a pretty good idea that they were not alive on that first day when they heard the tape. But she said, no, tefillah, there's something there to the unity, the achdus that's created. We need achdus again. We have achdus when it comes to, you see these pictures of these Zaka volunteers. Wow, kedoshim. That's what achdus has to be. We need terrorist attacks to have achdus. That's what we need. And as I said many times, I'll say it one last time, maybe another time, another time, another time. That's what we need. We need to focus on, oh, never to throw. Never. Hey, what about in your bunk? What about between your friends? What about, that's what it's about. Well, folk, achdus, you know, I'm going to go over to a chassid and I'm going to hug him. That's going to be my achdus. No. Achdus is all about us and how we get along. Mirtz Hashem, with this achdus, we should open up the Shara Tefillah with our Dimois in the Rabbanu Shalom, where we bring back the Beis HaMikdash, Bevias Gold, Tzedek, V'Mehei, V'Yameinu, Amen.